Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It is the ninth time I've tried to record this introduction. It has been far too long since I've recorded an episode and I've forgotten how to do the intro. Or more likely, I just got comfortable recording awfully awkward, long-winded intros previously and I've just forgotten and I assumed I was much better at it. So we're going to go with this one, regardless of how bad it is, because the previous eight were significantly worse. Which paints a very awful picture, doesn't it? Today, I am answering a question that I got through on Instagram. Before I jump in, though, if you find this episode helpful, useful, interesting, please let me know. Ping me a DM on Instagram. You can leave a review. You can leave a comment on the episode itself. If you're on Apple Podcasts or you're on Spotify, let's jump in before I ramble on any further. This individual has asked me, or has said, one of the PTs at my gym told me not to eat protein bars or yogurts, etc., but to have protein shakes instead because the bars slash yogurts are too processed. Should I listen to him? Now, first and foremost, you should always listen to your personal trainer, especially if your personal trainer or coach happens to be me. But I suppose if you're working with a personal trainer or coach who happens to not be myself, then I'm open to the idea that they may be wrong from time to time. And I think in a roundabout way, this is one of those instances. Now, what may be the case is they are recommending you use protein shakes over bars and yogurts, because when it comes to getting the most bang for your buck, getting the most amount of protein you can, whilst consuming the fewest extra calories, it is hard to beat protein shakes for a few really simple reasons. First of all, when it comes to the price of protein, it's hard to beat the cost of protein shakes. If you go into a supermarket, into a shop, and you buy some meat, you get some chicken, you get some beef, or you get some fish, you get some eggs, you get something that's, you know, something we would typically class as a high protein source of food, you will pay a lot more per serving of protein for something like that than you will for whey powder, isolate, concentrate, casein powder. So from a cost standpoint, it's really effective. Yes, you have to buy a couple of kilos up front, but when you break down how much it costs to have 30 grams of protein from whey powder as opposed to 30 grams of protein from a chicken breast, it's not even close. Second of all, when it comes to getting in a ton of protein whilst consuming the fewest extra calories possible, again, protein powders almost always come out on top. Most meats will have higher amounts of fat in them. Most other food sources will have higher amounts of carbohydrates in them. So if you're in a position where you are concerned about your calorie intake and you want to reduce that, but you don't want to, you know, start eating loads less protein, then supplementing your diet with protein shakes can be a really, really smart option. They're really easy to transport. They're really cheap. It's a really good protein source, and you're not going to be eating a ton of extra calories. If you are in a position where you are struggling to eat enough protein on a daily basis, they're doubly good because you can have a couple of scoops. You can smash an extra 50, 60 grams of protein per day, easily nail your protein targets, support your muscle building goals, support your strength training, feel more energetic throughout the day, be awesome, all that sort of stuff. I really should be a sales rep for protein powders. I'll get an affiliate code, head to my bio, Davies10 at checkout for 10% off a shit tasting protein powder. I messed up just at the end there, didn't I? I've got off on a tangent here. This is why people do podcasts with other hosts, and they bring guests in every week, isn't it? Because they're not left to ramble at a microphone by themselves, because otherwise this is what happens. You rant and you ramble and you rave and you lose your train of thought. How professional of me. Protein shakes, doubly good because you can get loads of protein in, again, without consuming a ton of extra calories. And I think that is the main benefit. That is the main reason you would pick protein shakes over bars or yogurts. Now, are protein bars or yogurts significantly more processed than protein shakes? I guess you could argue that protein bars are a processed food to an extent. And please let me know if I've got the wrong end of the stick. But I don't think that when people are encouraging you to reduce your amount of processed foods that you consume, they're referring to things like protein bars. It is unlikely that someone is consuming enough protein bars frequently enough for it to have a significant impact on their health. Okay, I think when people talk about processed foods, they're probably referring to fast food, overly processed meats, things of that nature. Are protein bars more processed than protein shakes? Yeah, sure, okay. Is it something that you need to worry about? No, I don't think it probably is. Again, if I've got the wrong end of the stick and you are listening to this and you know better, or you think you know better, then just let me know. I'm happy to put my hand up and say, yeah, cool. Maybe don't eat tons of protein bars. But I think for the most part, most people are probably not consuming any more than a single protein bar on a daily basis. And you're probably even having less than that. You're probably having one or two protein bars every few days after a workout or when you grab one on the go. And so it's not the root cause of any problem, especially if it's the difference between you significantly under-eating your protein or getting enough in. The flip side of things like protein bars is if you do eat a few too many, your body will very quickly let you know that you have had three protein bars that day. So I don't agree with the notion that protein shakes are better because bars and yogurts are too processed. And that's really all there is to it. It's not really a problem. It's not really something that you need to be worried about. If having a protein bar or two protein bars after a workout means that you hit your protein intake and you're not panicking because you don't get to eat for the next few hours, then that's a really good solution. Protein bars can be really awesome. They're so easy to carry around. They're available. They're readily available in lots of supermarkets, petrol stations, shops. Some of them even taste awesome. The new Grenade Oreo bar, by the way, is fantastic. So I would recommend them. And protein yogurts are even less processed than protein bars are. They're basically slightly chilled protein shakes for the most part. And again, they're awesome. You can get so many different flavors, so many different brands. It used to be the case, boomer alert. Back in my day, when I first started training, you would walk into a supermarket and the only way you would get some lean protein is if you went and bought a cooked rotisserie chicken or a pack of cooked chicken breast. It's so amazing when you walk into a supermarket. This is how exciting my life is. I get so excited walking down the yogurt aisle and seeing the dozens of different protein yogurts. And they've got fruity ones and they've got chocolatey ones and they've got caramel ones and they've got hazelnut latte protein yogurts. It's amazing. Protein puddings, loads of protein, barely any calories. They taste fantastic. I should be a salesperson for protein supplements, honestly. Look, this stuff isn't a big deal. People like to split hairs. Personal trainers, online coaches, people we see on social media, they like to split hairs because they're worried about anything that isn't absolutely optimized. And they want you to join them on their journey of splitting hairs and worrying about every single thing you do. They are also probably the sort of personal trainer that worries between the difference between a 30-degree incline on a bench and a 40-degree incline on a bench. When you and I both know, it makes fuck all difference. It's just something that people like to worry about. I think people like to worry about things. They like to control as many different things as they possibly can because it makes them feel secure and, you know, it's nice to be someone who knows things and tells people things and gives people advice. But I promise you, it's not making a difference. If you eat too many protein bars, you will know within a day or two and you won't make that mistake again. Protein bars are not the cause of malnourishment. They are not something that you are going to eat so much of that it's going to cause you any serious negative side effects. They are not too processed. Protein yogurts are not too processed. Is there an advantage to having protein shakes over them? Yes, if you need to consume as few calories as possible. You will probably consume most protein bars around 220 to 260 calories, and you'll get 20-ish grams of protein. You will probably consume half that amount of calories for the same or even more protein if you have like a whey shake. That's the only advantage. It can be fantastic if you're trying to diet. It can be fantastic if you're struggling to hit your protein intake. It can be fantastic if you want something that's cost-effective and doesn't require cooking or preparing. Outside of that, if you like the taste of protein bars, keep eating them. If you like all the different fantastic flavors of protein yogurts, keep eating them. And in the meantime, I'm going to finish up there. We're under 10 minutes. I swear I used to be better at this, but the reality is it's been so long since I've done one that I probably forgot how bad I was. Honestly, ignorance is bliss sometimes. Hope you enjoyed.